Good morning. 7:12 a.m. on Friday. It must be Friday, September the 23rd, 2016. The sun is actually beginning to burn through. It came out yesterday afternoon. Yesterday was the equinox, and I was really anxious to try to get a picture of sunrise. I was out this morning. It was a couple of minutes past sunrise, but it didn't matter. The sun wasn't actually shining through the clouds. It's starting to burn some of them off. It's actually up high enough in the sky that it's illuminating clouds above my head and off to the west a bit. It's still largely obscured on the eastern horizon. It's a wet morning. It's another damp one. A lot of humidity. For being 60 degrees, I think it's got to be close to saturation, because everything is wet. Everything. It's not, you know, it's not raining or anything. I'm not sure it hasn't rained overnight, but everything is just soggy. My boot squeaking. I can't tell. Doesn't seem like I've got anything stuck in it. Hi. Looking at yesterday's file when I got it home, and realized how little I had spoken in the last 10 minutes or so of that file. There was a lot of walking and the occasional statement, and then more walking. I'm not sure today's going to be any better, to be honest. It's a lot of things I'm thinking about I don't really want to talk about. They get too close to politics. I get too close to current events in a way that I don't really want to get into. Spent some time yesterday thinking about the bucket of pennies and trying to organize my thoughts around it to be a little more coherent when I talk about it. I'm trying to think of reasons why a traditionally published path makes sense for a genre fiction author. And kids' books, okay. Middle grades, probably. Young adult, probably. New adult, less. And the reason I said probably is that children's books don't get written, built. Children's books, middle grades, to a certain extent YA, don't get purchased by the people who are going to read them. They get purchased by people who are going to give them as gifts. Gifts. Not that photographic format, but gifts. So they sort of have to buy them in paper I sort of have to find them in the bookstore and say, oh, that looks good. I'll bet Mary would love this title. And they purchase it. So, yeah, people operating in that market niche have a very big liability. I think of Sam Hunt stuff, which is pretty much mainstream horror after he got out of his weird Western homage to The Gunslinger. His new stuff is apparently really good mainstream horror. It's not a genre I read, but people have talked about it in my circles and enough to make me think that he's done a really good job. And then he shopped it around and he found an agent like 2 years ago. And after the agent shopped it around for 2 years, apparently he's got the rights back. Apparently the agent said, we can't sell it. This is common. This is what I would have expected. This is why I was really disappointed that A, he'd started shopping it, and B, he got an agent to fight on it, because it meant he wasn't going to be able to make any money off it for a very long time, and he really needs to make money off his fiction. And so he's wasted 2 years. He's apparently not written anything since then, waiting for this book to sell. And so his momentum, what little he had, has sort of evaporated. And that's too bad. I don't remember if I talked about it. Yeah, I know I talked about it. I was talking about the Shatskin Files. That passive guy picked up in a passive voice about how many books traditionally published titles sell. How many units. And it's shockingly small. Even for me, I knew it wasn't going to be very big, but triple digits. I know I talked about this. Good morning. Good morning. How exciting. The little black dog was very excited that I'm walking close to him. Yeah, I know I talked about that. I was talking about triple digits. I'm trying to think of what else I could talk about. I'm kind of talked out. I've got another Gary Riley story. Good. I'm probably going to format that today. It's a short story they're going to put up for 99 cents. Ah, oh, today is Friday. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. I need to go to the grocery store, probably. We'll do that as soon as I get home, which means I'm likely to forget this in terms of posting until I get back, which means I'm probably going to forget it altogether. So, yeah. If the post is late, it's because I've got other things I need to do this morning. I can't really go back and sit down and have breakfast. I can. In fact, I think I have to. One of the things I need to do at the grocery store is hit the pharmacy, and I don't think they open until 9. I'll have to check. Not post. Sprinkler's going off here beside me. There's a lot of... Oh, it's beautiful. I just noticed there's a... I did a bonus photo the other day about mare's tails in the morning. The sky is full of mare's tails this morning. It's just gorgeous. The sun is still down behind the cloud bank over there in the east, but it's illuminating the stratocirrus wisps up there. And they're showing up bright white against the dark blue sky. It's beautiful. I'm having lung crud again. Worked up a bit of a sweat. It's chilly. It's dark. The air is cold. But inside, I've got a double shirt on. Working hard. I'm sweating. So let's see, I finished reading Glenn Stewart's fourth book in the Hand of Mage, Hand of Mars series, Alien Arcana. It was a good read. I enjoyed reading it. If I put my editor hat on, it's like odd. There was a lot of stuff that I thought was kinda smart people doing stupid things. I still enjoyed it. I read it with a great deal of relish. It was nice. I also finished the Wishmaker book 3 from Sean McGuire. Also very nice. As it was a bit cliffy. I get to the end and technically, I guess, it wasn't a cliff. There wasn't anybody in particular danger. I think the last chapter of that book was actually the first chapter of the next book. So I'm going to look at it more of a teaser than an actual cliff. It was enough to make me go, really? Really? I'm still probably going to go pick up book 4, but I got a bunch of other stuff I have to read first. My friend Jeffrey Kennedy has a new series out, a fantasy series that I want to dig into. What is it? Moons of something or other. I don't know how it is. Jeffy's one of those people who I met through Science Fiction Writers of America, who also happens to be a member of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, although I've never seen her participate in any of the activities. Doesn't mean she hasn't. She was out of town at a different convention during Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. She's somebody along with Aaron Hartshorn that I talk to regularly on the CIFWA forums. I'm thinking about freelance right at the moment. I'm thinking about freelance writers. One of the things that goes, always makes you go, what? Periodically we get posts from people who are freelance writers. And they are, for the largest part, people who write blog posts, ad copy, web page about pages, website about pages, things that are relatively short, really can only sell one, and the price per unit is really small. And making a living at that means you sort of have to sell something every day for a lot more money than is really practical. And I keep saying, you know, I'm a freelance writer. I'm a freelance writer of fiction. There's more to that. I need to unpack that a little bit more, I think. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.